you who might have said this. Yes.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah, you got it, right. Often there's another one where it's what would it be like to ride a beam of light. And this is supposedly in the exact quote of what Albert Einstein had written down at 16 years of age. It took about 10 years after that in order to formulate the special theory of relativity. So,
slow.
I mean, what's that?
He was a slow learner.
Remember, he's the one that, remember from the quiz, he was the one that said, you have to just be very, very curious. And that's the one thing Albert Einstein had. Now, I don't know if your students ever ask questions like this, but and whether you'd be able to answer them. But the purpose of today is to get you guys to get together in groups of two or three and discuss amongst yourselves what questions that your students have asked you that have stumped you, that you can remember. And furthermore, if you have a question that has perhaps stumped yourself that you've asked about and couldn't quite come up with an answer to, that's fair game as well, because some of you might not have taught enough special or enough modern physics to be able to come up with a question or two. So and this is sort of a growing process from last year. Last year we did the same thing as well. We got tons of wonderful questions. And we got together actually in groups, teacher groups, to try and answer them. This year a little bit different. We're going to get a couple of PI researchers to come on in and answer some of those questions. Now we're not going to be able to answer all of them, but maybe about four, maybe five at the most. So if you got a good question and you think it's worthy, we're going to get you write it down on a piece of paper in a moment. But that's going to happen on Friday. So my job here is to get you guys to chat and to think about those really bizarre questions. And perhaps they may have even come up from the morning talk as well that you may also want to write down on the piece of paper. I'll collect them. I'm going to then type them up. I'm going to pass them off to the PI researchers that we've tapped. And I'm also going to give you a copy as well on Friday so you can see the questions that were asked as well as the questions that are going to be answered, knock on wood.
You can also use Damien's techniques, right? Which is like maybe your question, people say, "Oh, student asked me this." Really, it's your question.
Okay. I passed out some paper to you guys. I sent online paper, and I want you guys now for about the next 10, maybe 15 minutes tops, to start chatting with each other about bizarre questions that you might have, specific questions that you might have, and chat about them. Maybe you might even come up with an answer to them. Maybe somebody does know the answer to one. And so ultimately, one small rule, a couple of rules. Number one, there's no such thing as a dumb question, all right? There certainly is no dumb questions at the Perimeter Institute, as you're probably well aware. So please, feel free to ask those really weird questions or what you may think of as a dumb question. The only other serious rule is try to keep it to one question per person. Remember, I got to type these things up. If you both share a question, that's even better, okay? All right, on your mark, get set, go.
I'm Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.
Hey folks, look, three more minutes. Okay, folks, if I can get you to pass your questions down to either end of the auditorium here, and somebody will come along and pick them up. Okay. Now, in about 5 minutes, I think your bus is going to be ready to go to the IPC. While you're waiting, if you wanted to pull out your article on tomorrow's talk about quantum loop gravity, I was kind of reading it partway through this morning, and boy, is it ever something else. It actually reads very well. So, yeah, that one there might be smaller. Yeah. Yes, sir?
Just wondering, by the end of the week, you
can
compile the SOP and email address.
Yes, they're coming. Yes. They are, the question was, is there going to be a list of email addresses and so forth that get in? There is. If you have not been put on this list, or if you want to come and double check that everything's okay, you're welcome.
What can we put on the calendar this morning for Aries Transit?
What's that?
We put something for Aries Transit.
I'm not sure. Okay. Oh, that would be great. Yeah, if you could pass your brushes and your markers down to the end, and that'd be great. Thank you. Any other questions over here? Thank you very much. I got one of the diagrams. Thank you very much.